balance. Eternals used to battle all over New York.
It was radical.
Now they work late nights and customer support.
It pays the bills.
They would break dance in their teens. And now they use sleep apnea machines.
Middle-aged mutant ninja turtles. Middle-aged mutant ninja turtles. Middle-aged mutant ninja turtles.
One of them has diabetes but doesn't know.
Live from Enharmonic Studios, streaming all over the world.
We're coming for you, globalist!
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity. With Eric Madrid and Trevor Lane. It's Man Tools.
Hey! What is up, everybody? It is another Thrills and Spills edition of Man Tools. Eric may pop in. The weather here in Colorado Springs is super shitty. So driving to his place was not a good idea. And we all know how it works out when we try to have him come in remotely. So we'll see what ends up happening. He has the link and knows what we're doing. So hopefully he can get in, but we will press on in the meantime. Want to apologize about no show happening last week. I actually did the show, and then, you know, we use a online system, right? So I have to download the video in order to publish it. And I don't know what I was thinking, because it never asks you for confirmation to download something. And this time it asked, are you sure? And I said, yes. I apparently clicked delete. So I deleted it. And there's no one doing that. So it was gone. Anyways, capped off quite the week with that. From what was that, 2 weeks ago? Because it had started with me doing an oil change and tire rotation on my car that was just so much of a comedy of errors that boiled down to me, I guess, getting disoriented in terms of lefty loosey, righty tighty once I was under the car, which is, I don't know how that happened. I usually pretty straight on that, but I had turned what should have been a $30 and maybe 2 hour job into close to $100 in like 6 hours. Yep. And then when I realized what I had done wrong after buying tools and drilling holes and stuff and getting the oil all over the place, I was even more pissed off, because then it was for sure my fault. So nevertheless, we have a good show this evening. Dare I say possibly a great show. And we are going to dive into that now with the news.
Welcome to Moongata, the first underwear where the front pouch isn't one size fits all. Moongata offers 4 different pouch sizes, allowing proper support and superior comfort for an active lifestyle. This also provides a sexier appearance. Moongata is the closest thing to tailored, fitted underwear, without me sending one of these guys to your house. Owned and operated by a disabled veteran, committed to making amazing men's underwear forever cut and sewn in the USA. Experience the difference at MoongataLifestyle.com. Use the code MANTOOLS for 20% off.
All right. This week we start with the Veterans Administration, the VA, and kind of a follow-up to a story that happened earlier, although we didn't cover it immediately. But a while back, an official in the VA had apparently put out a memo banning the iconic World War II, is that Times Square Kiss photo? Not to be confused with the band Kiss. But we now learn some new details about that person. That official apparently mismanaged a St. Louis hospital where vets were reportedly exposed to HIV. It's not great, is it? In fact, I would say that's kind of bad, wouldn't you? Hang on, I'm changing how this. Ooh, okay, that looks cool. Let's read on, shall we? So there's a statue of the photo that I'm talking about. There you see where a sailor kissed a lady who's dressed like a nurse. Anyways, I assume she's a nurse back then. Probably a good bet. And this lady, Ramon Nelson, apparently sent out a memo going on and on about how basically that kiss was not consensual, which I don't know how she knows that. I don't know if anybody's asked that nurse lady. I assume she's dead at this point, but while she was alive, if she consented. And went on about how, you know, they're treating people with trauma, which is true. I mean, they should be sensitive to trauma for sure at a VA clinic. But this woman is apparently in a position where she can send memos that affect the entire, like all the hospitals, I guess, or all the facilities. And so it was quickly followed up by a statement from the actual secretary of the Veterans Administration saying, we're not taking that down, which is good. But as it turns out, this lady should not be in this position to begin with and has her priorities, in a word, fucked. Ramon Nelson headed the department's St. Louis Hospital for more than 3 years, during which time the facility was rated the worst in the country. Obviously, that's who you promote up to a position where they can dictate this kind of thing to the entire department. With patients allegedly left in their feces for days, and more than 1,800 of our nation's heroes being exposed to HIV and hepatitis from unsterilized dental equipment. Because, you know, you get done cleaning some teeth, obviously you would just directly reuse that, right? Of course. Why wouldn't you? Good Lord. What happened in the dental clinic shouldn't have happened, an employee told an ensuing congressional investigation. Yeah, I would agree there. Sorry, I keep checking my phone because it falls asleep and I want to see if Eric's messaging me with issues. But anyways, if people were taking their jobs seriously, not passing the buck and pointing the finger, none of this would have happened. The statement goes on, and there's a picture of the lady. She looks like the type that would try to ban photos. And by the way, I mean, at least one of those people in the iconic photo of the kiss is a veteran. I'm not sure if that lady is a military nurse. Very good possibility she was. But anyways, despite these shortcomings, Nelson's tenure at the Veterans Affairs St. Louis healthcare system only ended when she was shunted off to a VA hospital in the Philippines. The gig included a government-funded home.
Wow.
That's a good gig if you can get it. And a $160,000 salary in the very low cost of living country. Dude, you would live like a fucking king. And she didn't have to spend money on housing over there. Wow. See, I want to see, when did she, what's her current position? Nelson's tumultuous tenure was not over. His employees would go on to tell a local news station that veterans were left sitting in feces, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we already got that. That was the actual photo. Nelson insists she was not forced out of her position at the hospital. The only reason I'm doing this is personal, she told the caller, saying she applied for the job because her retired parents were spending half a year in the Philippines. So I want to get to 3 years in the Philippines. Nelson was again given a different position, this time to lead a VA hospital in Phoenix, Arizona, where her appointment was met with swift backlash. U.S. Senator John McCain expressed his concerns of troubling mismanagement. Well, he knows about troubling mismanagement. And Nelson's lack of experience implementing a VA program. So they wrote letters to Obama. I don't know. I'm not getting... Fuck. Well, fine. Apparently it's not getting into the details of how she eventually got to a position. Oh, here we go. Department of Veterans Affairs. So what's her position, apparently? Oh, that's okay. So this is the memo that she sent out. And apparently her position now is Assistant Undersecretary for Health for Operations. This memorandum requests the removal of the VJ Day in Times Square photograph from all Veterans Health Administration facilities, in alignment with the Department of Veterans Affairs' commitment to maintaining a safe, respectful, and trauma-informed environment. This action is promoted by the recognition that the photograph, which depicts a non-consensual act, is inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy towards harassment and assault. Give me a fucking break. What a tool. She easily could have been one of our tools of the week, but we have plenty without her. All right, on to our next story out of jolly old England, where stickers are a problem, apparently. We know that England for quite a while has given up on the tenet of free speech. And has kind of gone bonkers with some of their censorship. And this continues with a man being sentenced to 2 years in jail or prison, is probably more accurate, for offensive stickers. And you can see one of the stickers that this guy was selling. It says that it is okay to be white. Can't say that. Samuel Malia, or Melia, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, 34, was found guilty earlier this year of inciting racial hatred after a series of stickering incidents between 2019 and 2021. Now, this is where I get confused, because I saw something that said he was selling them, but then this says stickering. Where I would point out, like, the only reason the police need to be involved in a stickering incident would be if this guy is sticking his stickers to things that don't belong to him. And then it doesn't really matter what they say. The content shouldn't come into it. That's just a plain Jane property rights issue. You're defacing someone else's property. That is a crime and should be a crime. He had, I'm guessing this is anti-immigration stickers that were printed off and displayed in public places, and had a poster of Hitler in his garage. Well, the stickers in question ranged from It's Okay to Be White, White Lives Matter, Love Your Nation, Stop Anti-White Rape Gangs, Stop Mass Immigration, Reject White Guilt, They Seek Conquest, Not Asylum, Why Are Jews Censoring Free Speech? This one's interesting. Small Hats, Big Problems. If you don't know what that means, we'll get to one of the stickers and you'll go, oh. Yeah, here are some examples of the stickers. So, ask not what Jews can do for your country. Ask what your country can do for Jews. All right. We will be a minority in our homeland by 2066. That could be true. I don't know. There's the one I was talking about. Small hats, big problems. And then here's an example, I guess, of some of the stickering. Not really sure what that is, a light pole or a garbage can or something made out of metal. I'm assuming it's public property, which you can't just stick whatever you want on either. So I could see there being, you know, maybe a small fine for having done that, but 2 years in prison, and because of the content, not because he stuck stuff to other people's property, because of the content of the stickers, the message, they don't like it. And I'm not saying he has a good message. I'm not trying to defend his message. I'm trying to defend the freedom to spread any message, whatever that message is. You should be able to say what you want. I even get, you know, I even struggle with, because sometimes people are like, well, what if it incites violence? Well, what do you mean by that? If that's the line, it needs to be very strictly divided, or defined under the law. And a lot of times it's kind of, okay. So, I don't know. Anyways, our next story. We go to, remember the Rust shooting with Alec Baldwin? Well, he, we talked about a while back, he has been indicted. But the armorer in the case, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, has been found guilty for her part in that, which is kind of pretty ridiculous to me. I get that the armorer should be responsible for whatever's happening on that film set when it comes to the guns. But I do want to point out, and I'm sure this was part of her defense, because of COVID bullshit back then, she could not come actually onto the active set where they were shooting to be the one to hand him the gun. So she relied on another person who that person, for whatever reason, said, by all accounts, allegedly, cold gun, meaning I believe that it had no ammo of any kind, blanks. They might have loaded dummies, or that might have been the intention was to load dummies, which, you know, they're shooting a Western. So if you show the cylinder of a revolver that's about to be shot, you need to have some cartridges, some bullets in there, or it looks phony. I don't know. I'm glad that there's, you know, my big thing is I don't think Alec Baldwin needs to be escaping justice. And I'm hoping that this is kind of an indication that we might see some issues for him. So anyways, Hutchins now faces up to 18 months in prison. I guess the sentencing will happen next month. So we'll see. The other thing with this is you know, some of this pushes a guns are bad narrative, which, if that leads to new laws being passed, can be destructive, new restrictions. I don't like that. So we'll keep our eyes on what's going on with this and keep reporting as updates happen. So let's see. Next up, we have this is an interesting story. Ben Shapiro of the Daily Wire calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme. Yep. And says retirement is stupid. Okay. I don't know. This is in relation to, I guess, the GOP in Congress/the Senate is looking at making cuts, which, by the way, anytime you hear that word, making cuts, it just means not increasing spending. That's really what it means when they say making cuts. It's not actually cutting anything. It's like not doing a huge increase. So, but anyways, they're proposing cuts to Social Security, which has, especially Democrats, liberals, going nuts. But Ben Shapiro, you know, obviously you can see the slant of this particular publication. What is it, Gizmodo or something? Yeah. Via Yahoo. Says a lot of dumb things. One dumb thing he said recently was that he disagrees with the concept of retirement and doesn't think Americans should do it. This was definitely a mask-off moment for Shapiro, who spends a lot of time trying to convince everyday people that he's just like them. I don't know about that. And has their best interests at heart. Maybe. In reality, Shapiro is just a rich guy. That is true. During a segment of his immensely popular right-wing show, The Daily Wire, Shapiro recently said, "It's insane that we haven't raised the retirement age," and I'm going to get to that in a second. "No one in the U.S. should be retiring at 65 years old. Frankly, I think retirement itself is a stupid idea unless you have some sort of health problem." Shapiro continued his rant down a similarly odd path. "Everybody that I know who is elderly, who is retired, is dead within 5 years." I don't know about that. I will say, I mean, you do have to keep busy somehow. If you talk to... Oh, it's cutting some of that off. But anyways, so I wanted to point out, so Social Security was implemented in 1935. And by the way, the age has always been 65 to collect Social Security retirement. So let's just look. What was the average life expectancy in the U.S. in 1935? 60.7 years old. So we'll call that 61. So when Social Security was implemented, the idea was, if you live 4 years past when you're likely to die, you can start collecting. But everybody starts paying in right away. Right? And this is where the Ponzi scheme comes in. Most of the people who pay into it are not supposed to be able to collect. That's the whole idea. By design. That's how it's supposed to work. And a lot of its problems are because it's kind of not living up to the Ponzi scheme. Because this age has not changed. So what should it be now? Based on that? Well, The average life expectancy in 2020, which is how far this goes out, we'll just assume that it's roughly the same, is 78.8. So we'll call that 79. And they were adding 4 years, so 83. years old is where the retirement age should be to keep Social Security as solvent as it should be. The other thing too is, like, they it's not supposed to have money taken from it for other things, and they do that all the time. So there you go. Now, the idea that nobody should retire at all, I don't know about that. I mean, I could get behind the idea that there shouldn't be a government retirement plan for everybody. If you took what gets taken out of your check for Social Security and invested it yourself, you would have likely a much higher rate of return. And also, your broker can't use that money for anything else. So you'd stand a good chance to be able to live quite well without the government kind of sticking their nose into things as per usual. So yeah. Let's see, let's move on to some tools of the week. We do have an actual tool this week, and then a bunch of people that act like tools. So, well, you'll see.
Dan is a contractor. He's the guy people turn to for bigger, better, or just plain brand new space. Where does he shop for his tools? Acme, home of the best brands in the business. After all, Dan knows your work is only as good as your tools. Acme Tools. Do your best work.
Shop now at acmetools.mantoolsmedia.com.
All right, so our tools of the week, we start with this handy little thing. If you've ever had to load magazines for semi-automatic pistols or rifles, you know that it can be rather time-consuming and kind of a pain in the ass. They do make some devices that help, but I have not seen one that helps this efficiently and this easily. So check this out. This is a neat little speed loader. I'm probably going to get one. So you rack up your rounds out of the box and then just kind of squeeze it on down into your magazine. Easy peasy, huh? All right, I don't know why that's stalling out. It's playing locally. It's not even on Google Drive. So I don't know what its problem is there. But let's see. And then we have these tools. I believe this is a police department marching to protest male violence against women. Which, you know, yeah, male violence against women probably shouldn't happen. Male violence against males probably shouldn't happen. Female violence against males shouldn't happen. Female violence against females shouldn't happen. But I always point out that with this kind of thing, you know, when you get into domestic violence talk and such, lesbian women are the worst offenders. Women literally beat women more than men do. So, also, I'm not sure how this changes. You know, I love these. We got to draw awareness. People are aware. Without spectacles like this. Oh, let me share the right tab. Here we go. So this is a bunch of cops, or for the most part cops, as far as I can tell, marching in raid house. Stalling out too. Alright, well, you get the idea. A bunch of tools, like I said. See how this one does. All right, you're not going to hear this at first because I'm going to try to play it. Because hopefully if I get it to the point that I want to see. Okay. So now if I back it up, maybe it'll do it right when I pop it up. So this is, I believe, in Austin. Yes, Austin. At a city council meeting. This guy is a member of the, as you can see on his shirt, the Alphabet Union, which Alphabet is the parent company of Google. I guess he specifically works for YouTube. And is advocating for unions when this happens.
So to be supported by the city of Austin and also our allies in the labor community, give us the motivation to keep this fight going.
Not to interrupt, but they just laid us all off.
Oh.
Yeah, they just laid us all off.
So hopefully you can hear what she says. They laid them all off.
We just all
our jobs are ended today. Effective immediately.
Wow.
Anyways, and then the city council people are like,
I'm sorry.
Your time's up. look, I think unions at one time served a very valuable purpose. But, you know, now that we don't have little kids working in dark factories, losing limbs, do we really need them? And I would never say that you can't have them. I believe in people's freedom to associate for whatever the reason, including that. But they... seem to be pretty counterproductive these days, as you saw right there. And then our final tool of the week. Whoever thought this was okay at this school district, I guess it's DC Antlers is their tag on Twitter. So I'm guessing that's a school district in Washington, DC. Did this fundraising event, and I'm just going to show the video. So they're licking feet and sucking toes. Oh, I'm not showing it. Here we go.
He is devouring them!
And of course, it's freezing up. Come on.
He is devouring them!
That's kids licking feet and sucking toes for a fundraiser. It would appear to be adults. I mean, there's some shots where you see a wider shot. It sure looks like adults. Now, the school district tried to defend itself by going, oh, everybody involved was students, and it was consensual. It's like, well, that's not a defense. That makes it just slightly less worse. That doesn't make it okay. to do something like that for a school fundraiser? Hey, kids, lick some feet. What the fuck? I mean, so everyone involved in deciding to let this go forward is clearly a huge fucking tool. All right, let's get into the week in his story. Oh.
If you have a beard, I'm about to blow your mind. Come with me. Hey, I swear here. It's a common misconception that women don't like beards. That's not true. We love beards. We like a beard that's clean, smells good, and doesn't feel like a cactus when I'm trying to get close to it. Look, it's not that complicated. Clean it, moisturize it. It's that simple. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. There are some things that women like hard, and there are some things that we like soft. We like soft beards.
Use code MANTOOLS for 10% off.
Comes to his end in the gutter. Fitting climax to a life.
It bursts into flesh. Get it started. It's fire and it's fire.
All right. This week in his story. March 14th, 1923, President Warren G. Harding becomes the first president to file an income tax report. And by the way, he died later that year. Somehow, I'm not going to say that they're connected, but certainly could be. Then, of course, March 15th, known as the Ides of March. 44 BC, Julius Caesar is assassinated by high-ranking Roman senators. Plunging Rome into civil war and kind of starting the Roman Empire as we know it. March 16th, 1964, President Lyndon Johnson submits a $1 billion war on poverty program to Congress. And that's why we don't have poverty now. That seems to be that, you know, anytime they wage a war on some ambiguous concept like drugs or terror, they don't seem to ever win. They just keep asking for money for that war. And that's been the case with this too. March 17th, 1766, after pressure from the colonists, the British Parliament repeals the Stamp Act. And there you see, of course, if you're watching a video, an image of a guy that's been tarred and feathered and is having tea poured down his throat while the Boston Tea Party happens behind him. I don't know about the historical accuracy of that, but whenever this comes up, I do want to point out people generally think of tarring and feathering in the way that they've seen it in like cartoons where it's funny, but it was nasty business. Especially back then, the tar that they had was pine tar. So it was very hot, would burn the shit out of you going on your body. And then adding the feathers to it would choke off any, you know, between the two substances being on your skin. It was kind of like the movie Goldfinger where the lady died from suffocation from having her skin covered. That could totally happen. And if you live through it, getting that shit off of you meant you were losing layers and layers of skin all over your body. And then the tea, I'm assuming that's not cold. It's coming out of a teapot. So boiling water down that guy's throat. But hey, it ended up with the act being repealed. Let's see, March 18th, 1965, cosmonaut Alexei Leonov becomes the first man to spacewalk when he exits his Voskhod 2 space capsule while in orbit around the Earth. A funny story with this, they apparently had not accounted for the effect of the vacuum of space on the spacesuit, so it kind of puffed up, like in the not having any pressure, like air pressure on the outside of the suit, meant that the air that was in there expanded, right? And then he couldn't get in the door of the space capsule again. He couldn't get back inside. So he actually had to use one of those valves for his breathing system and let some air out. Which, you know, I hope it's a good thing there wasn't any gravity, because the weight of his balls of steel would have had him plummeting to the earth. Let's see. March 19th, 1918, Congress authorizes daylight savings time. And this is what they purport is the benefits, I guess. They're saying that on a, you know, kind of standard 8-hour workday where you show up at 8 and leave at 5, I guess, with an hour lunch in there, that you have 4 hours of wasted daylight before that, and then only 3 hours free after that where there is light. And their claim is that because of having the clocks go forward an hour, that you end up with only 3 hours, so 1 hour less of wasted daylight, and then you have an hour more of free time light hours on the tail end. So I'm not a big math guy, but I don't see how changing by 1 hour gets you 2 hours. Just not quite getting it there, I guess. But that's what they claim. I don't know. And then, let's see, finally, March 20th, 1841, Edgar Allan Poe's The Murders in the Rue Morgue, considered the first detective story, gets published. I don't want to spoil it, but I'm pretty sure the ape did it. yeah. Anyways, that's a fun little book. If you haven't read it. And it is one of the first stories where you're like, oh, they found a clue. I wonder what it means. You know, they suspect this guy, and they suspect that, and they suspect some other things, and then there's a twist. You're like, holy shit. Pretty good. Pretty novel. So, a very novel. All right, that brings us to the end of the week in his story, which is, of course, the end of our show as well. I know. The movies Police State Part 1 is out now. Be on the lookout for part two. I'm pretty sure we're going to do it next week. I know we've been talking about this for quite a while. It should happen next week. And of course, get all of our members-only content for just $3 a month at mantoolsminions.locals.com. And you can get a free month with the code support free speech. That's all one word, support free speech. Merch, check out our merch by going to merch.mantoolsmedia.com. Get free shipping if you're in our Facebook group and 20% off if you are a Locals member. Thanks to our sponsors. You can find all of them at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. And thanks to y'all for watching or listening. Check us out, please, on the web at mantoolsmedia.com. And you can get to all of our social media by going to links.co/mantoolsmedia. That's links with two I's, .co/mantoolsmedia. And we will see you next week. Until then, good night, everybody.